Welcome back, everybody. This is Rick Pettigrew to hand off our four top news stories from this past week of Archaeologica. Send us feedback on the Archaeology Channel Facebook page or post a message on our social networking site, ArchaeoSeek. A Greco-Roman town in ancient Egypt apparently lasted longer than anybody thought. Viruses identified in 50,000-year-old Neanderthal remains closely resemble viruses found in modern human populations. A famous stone circle in the Lake District of England could be 700 years older than what is commonly believed. And a pair of people buried in an embrace over the top of a horse in Austria surprisingly turned out to be two females rather than a male and a female, as well as much earlier than expected. Thanks to everyone for supporting our subscription platform, Heritage Broadcasting Service, available at heritagetac.org. We now have hundreds of titles you can binge upon on Roku. Please help us spread the word. Again, that link is heritagetac.org. Our tour program, TAC Tours, will continue in 2024 with our tour of the many eye-catching civilizations spanning thousands of years in northern Peru. Plenty of space remains now, but it will fill up. The link to our tour program is at archaeologychannel.org/tours. And now here's Laura Kennedy with the audio news from Archaeologica. We hope you find this to be a valuable part of your day.
Welcome to the audio news from Archaeologica. I'm Laura Kennedy, and these are the headlines in archaeological and historical news for the week of May 12th through the 18th, 2024. We begin the week in Egypt, where new radiocarbon dates on remains from a Greco-Roman city have provided evidence of a longer history than previously believed. As reported by Newsweek, this new evidence shows the settlement of Caranus in the Fayum Oasis region may have been occupied until the 7th century, not abandoned in the 5th century as was once thought. Caranus, an agricultural town, is believed to have been founded in the 3rd century BC, when the Greek Ptolemaic dynasty ruled Egypt. In 30 BC, Egypt came under Roman rule, and Caranus thrived, reaching a population of several thousand at its peak. 19th century archaeologists recovered huge numbers of papyri from the site, and large-scale excavations in the 20th century uncovered residential areas, production facilities, granaries, temples, and a bath complex. According to Laura Mata, a professor of classical archaeology at the University of Michigan and part of the international research team that carried out the study, the Caranus dataset is one of the most extensive in the period. Like Pompeii's, it reveals detailed insights into everyday Roman life. Study of the settlement has helped to shed light on the economy and demography of the Roman Empire as well as its collapse, including environmental changes in ancient times and the devastating Antonine Plague of AD 165 to 180. Yet the town's full chronological framework has remained unclear. Its earliest incarnation has barely been explored, and the reason for its ultimate abandonment is widely debated. To define the site's chronology, researchers radiocarbon dated 13 plant remains from structures at the site. The results, combined with other analyses, indicate that Caranus was not in complete decline during the 4th century or dying and sporadically occupied by the early 5th century AD, as previously believed. Instead, it appears to have been inhabited into the 6th century and survived in some form, at least up to the Islamic conquest in the 7th century. It remains difficult to assess how well Caranus retained its prosperity during difficult political transitions and environmental changes that affected the Fayum region at the end of a century of unusually warm weather in the Mediterranean. The study appears in the journal Antiquity. Next, we travel to Brazil to delve into the early history of human disease. There, DNA analysis by the Federal University of São Paulo has recovered the oldest known human viruses in a set of 50,000-year-old Neanderthal bones from a group of 9 individuals found in 2022 in Russia's Chagurskaya Cave, located in the Altai Mountains in Central Asia. All 9 shared DNA, showing they were related. As reported by ArchaeoNews, The Brazilian team's test of the bones of two male Neanderthals found in the cave showed traces of several viruses, including two that are still common today, the sexually transmitted papillomavirus and the adenovirus, which causes cold sores and a wide range of other illnesses, from the common cold to acute gastroenteritis. Experts have long speculated that viruses may have caused the extinction of Neanderthals, and this discovery may support that explanation. It also suggests that Neanderthals may have been infected with the same viruses that affect humans today. Marcelo Briones, the study's lead author, reports that the team will now attempt to synthesize the viruses to compare them to modern ones. This will be difficult because the DNA of Neanderthal viruses is damaged in ways the team cannot fully assess. What's more, these viruses interacted with their ancient hosts in a different environment, the Altai Mountains of Russian Siberia. The research that allowed the identification of genome data from the Neanderthals also verified that the viral traces in the remains did not arise from contamination, either by animals during millennia of burial or from the modern humans who excavated them. The knowledge that viruses infected Neanderthals hardly confirms that they caused the Neanderthal extinction. Still, the discovery does lend support to the idea that viruses could have been involved in some way. According to Briones, confirmation of this hypothesis would require finding the genomes of these viruses in Neanderthal remains. This new research has provided data that could make the next step in the investigation possible. The study is available as a preprint in the science journal BioArchive. Our third story takes us to northern England, where a new hypothesis argues that Castlerigg Stone Circle in the Lake District was built some 700 years before Stonehenge. Castlerigg is a famous site that our tour groups have visited twice already. As reported by Newsweek, the circle lies in the northwestern county of Cumbria, within the Lake District National Park, and has long been a draw for tourists. Of the hundreds of stone circles found across England and Ireland, over 80 are concentrated in the Lake District National Park and the wider county of Cumbria. Previous estimates have suggested Castlerigg was built around 3000 BC or slightly earlier, but no solid dating work has been carried out. Now, Cumbrian archaeologist Steve Dickinson has used detailed comparative evidence to suggest that one part of the stone circle, known as the sanctuary, was erected around 3700 BC. This section of Castlerigg is a rectangle of large boulders measuring around 23 by 15 feet that projects into the center of the circle from its eastern interior. The northern side of the rectangle has a roughly 6-foot-wide entrance. The eastern side forms part of the stone circle, meaning the sanctuary is likely not a later addition. In its plan and size, the sanctuary is similar to many small timber structures excavated in Ireland and one recently uncovered in Yorkshire. All of them date to the early Neolithic period in Britain and Ireland, which lasted from around 4300 to 3300 BC. According to Dickinson, Castlerigg's similarity to small, early Neolithic timber structures in Ireland is the key clue to its age. Radiocarbon dating on Irish structures show they were built from 3730 to 3600 BC. If Castlerigg Sanctuary is contemporaneous, it dates to the early Neolithic. Dickinson believes Castlerigg was built late during this period when builders began to make these sanctuary structures more monumental and longer lasting by creating them in stone. Monumentalizing in stone occurred widely across Britain and Ireland. Many enclosures and circles that were originally marked out with timber posts were eventually made of stone. Stonehenge, far to the south, is a classic example. The large stones at the center of Stonehenge, erected around 2500 BC, have features such as mortise and tenon joints, like those used in timber carpentry. Dickinson's proposal has not yet been published in a peer-reviewed journal and will require further research for confirmation. If accurate, however, it dates Castlerigg to around 700 years before the first phase of construction at Stonehenge. Some corroborating evidence comes from three stone axes found in and near the stone circle in the 19th century. They likely came from the Lake District axe production sites, which operated around 3900 to 3700 BC. Britain's stone circles are generally thought to have served as ritual or ceremonial centers. Some circles, including Castlerigg, appear linked to axe production sites, suggesting that they were centers for the veneration and distribution of axes. We end the week in Austria, where new analysis shows that two skeletons buried in an embrace were not husband and wife, but two closely related women, probably a mother and daughter. As reported by LiveScience.com, the two were buried arm in arm on top of a horse. At first, the unique burial in what is now Austria led archaeologists to think that the two were a married couple from medieval times. However, further analysis shows they were mother and daughter, or possibly sisters, who died around AD 200 when the Roman Empire ruled the region. According to Sylvia Kirkengast, a professor of evolutionary anthropology at the University of Vienna, this is the first genetically proven mother and daughter burial in Austria in Roman times. The DNA analysis corrects a long-held misconception about the relationship between the two individuals. In 2004, archaeologists excavated three skeletal remains, two humans and one horse, from a cemetery in the ancient Roman city of Ovilava, today known as Vels, in the upper state of Austria. Also found in the burial were two golden pendants, one shaped like a wheel, the other a crescent moon. One person's right arm lay around the other's shoulder, indicating a close social and emotional connection. Initially, based on the depth of the grave and its east-west orientation, common in Bavarian burials, the burial was assigned to the Germanic Bavarians who lived there during the 6th to 7th centuries AD. In the new study, researchers re-evaluated the remains using radiocarbon dating, DNA analysis, and anatomical analysis. They discovered that the bones belonged to individuals whose ages at death were 20 to 25 and 40 to 60, respectively. DNA results confirmed that both were women and also showed that they were first-degree relatives, either sisters or mother and daughter. The new study was published in the May issue of the Journal of Archaeological Science Reports. That wraps up the news for this week. For more stories and daily news updates, visit Archaeologica on the World Wide Web at archaeologica.org, where all the news is history. Also, be sure to check out our growing subscription platform, Heritage Broadcasting Service, at heritagetac.org. I'm Laura Kennedy, and I'll see you next week.
This has been the audio news from Archaeologica, presented by the Archaeology Channel. Be sure to check back with us next week for our next edition. You can spread the word about the audio news by clicking on the Share This link on our audio news webpage, or just by telling your friends. Thanks very much for stopping by.